Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our high nearing 83. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Some showers possible throughout the day on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 81. And more showers possible throughout Tuesday night with a low around 60. Some rain early on Wednesday, then sunny with a high nearing 68. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Friday evening, a Colorado man died following a fatal vehicle versus bicycle collision northwest of Emporia. The Kansas Highway Patrol indicated that just after 5 o'clock on Friday, near the intersection of Lyon County Road 190 and F, Gregory Bachman, 61, of Frisco, Colorado, was headed northbound on Road F and entered the intersection when he was struck by a truck. KHP noted that the truck headed westbound was a 2021 Chevy Silverado driven by Corey Smith, 52, of Emporia. Troopers said Bachman was pronounced dead on the scene after the collision. He was wearing a helmet and was registered in the Unbound Gravel 200-mile race on Saturday. Law enforcement authorities investigating a stabbing at Dillon's on Wednesday in Shawnee County have identified the suspect as 41-year-old Jason Bulger. Just after 2:30 on Wednesday, police were dispatched to the Dillon's store at 2010 Southeast 29th Street in Topeka in reference to a stabbing that had just occurred. That's according to Lieutenant Michael Hearn. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Lynn County Sheriff's Office is investigating an incident of vandalism at the Dighton Swimming Pool. Sometime late Friday into early Saturday, the Sheriff's Office says several beer bottles were broken during an after-hours party. The damage was discovered when lifeguards and the pool manager arrived Saturday morning. The city of Dighton says because there's broken beer bottle glass in the water, the pool must be drained before any cleanup can begin. The city says it could be a week before the pool can reopen. A man has been seriously injured after a motorcycle accident Friday afternoon. Emergency crews were dispatched to the area of 183rd and Sunset in Goddard at around 4:05 p.m. Upon arrival, they found one person with serious injuries. The man was wearing safety gear, and he was transported to the hospital in critical condition. During the course of the investigation, it was discovered that the motorcyclist was traveling northbound when a vehicle pulled out in front of him. Police are speaking with several witnesses and continue to investigate the case. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Fillmore County Sheriff's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are currently looking for a suspect involved in a bank robbery that occurred Friday afternoon at the Heartland Bank in Geneva. Fillmore County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the bank at around 1 p.m. for the robbery that had just occurred. Upon arrival, deputies learned a white male wearing a face mask, approximately 6'4 to 6'6, with short dark hair, thin build, wearing a dark sweatshirt and blue jeans, entered the bank and presented a note to the teller. No weapon was seen. The suspect fled the bank was last seen going north on 9th Street. No one was hurt or injured during the incident. The case is currently under investigation. A total of 57 Nebraska elected officials and former elected officials from both political parties endorsed Patty Panzing-Brooks for Congress on Friday. Panzing-Brooks is running against Republican Mike Flood for the 1st District Congressional seat in both the June 28th special election and November 8th general election. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners discussed the infill housing revitalization program presented earlier by Marshall County Partnership for Growth at last week's meeting. The county council had suggested mirroring the existing neighborhood revitalization program with adjustments. The plan would not begin until January 1st, 2023. There was unanimous consensus from commissioners to move forward with preparing documents for the plan. Public Works presented a proposal from Hall Brothers for overlaying blacktop from Highway 9 south through Valitz and by the Salem Lutheran Church in the amount of $116,000, which was approved unanimously. Commissioners will meet this week Tuesday, 8:30 a.m., recessing at 9 a.m. to attend the breakfast and observe the Pony Express reride. They'll then resume the meeting at courthouse following the rider exchange. Washington County Hospital Director asked that commissioners increase their budget by $15,000 to be used to offset wage increase, noting that a nursing shortage in the hospital is their most pressing issue. They're currently using several traveling nurses from outlying communities and have also lost some nurses to traveling agencies. Other efforts include encouraging high school students to pursue healthcare fields and consideration of recruiting foreign nurses. Board member was also present and spoke about the nursing home the hospital had purchased and what it could be used for. Commissioners asked what the hospital was doing to keep current employees. It was noted they'd given general bonuses to staff last year and briefly discussed the ambulance service. Washington County currently funds the hospital with $350,000 with a $15,000 increase toward salaries as an increase to that amount for the upcoming year. Nemahal County Commissioners will be attending a business tour with Rural Development Association Monday beginning 11 a.m. Life Flight and emergency responders were on the scene Friday afternoon with a report of a motorcycle accident at the Riley Corner on U.S. 77 South. Tuesday, Pony Express riders will pass through northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska bound west for Sacramento on the annual re-ride, which departs St. Joe Monday afternoon. They'll stop briefly in Seneca at the Pony Express Museum early Tuesday morning around 2:30, passing Summit on Highway 99 around 6 a.m., arriving in Marysville for the Mochila Exchange at the Pony Express Barn and Museum Tuesday at 9:15 a.m. Arrival at the Hollenberg Station near Hanover is planned for 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, then crossing the Nebraska State Line around 12:30 p.m. The full schedule, additional information, and updates will be posted on the organization website, NationalPonyExpress.org. Big crowds were on hand for Friday night's kickoff and Saturday's Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Pleasant temperatures brought crowds from throughout northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska throughout the day Saturday. Good crowds were noted for the bands both Friday and Saturday nights. The number of cars for the annual AutoFest car show was down just a bit with the forecast for rain Saturday morning. Just a few brief showers greeted attendees at the Big Blue River Days this weekend in Marysville. Elizabeth M. Rugge, age 96, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Rugge. Fred L. Beeman, age 69, of Washington, passed away June 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending with a ward funeral home in charge for Fred Beeman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, cheesy potatoes, Capri blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, meatloaf, scalloped potatoes, mixed veggies, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the region today, but otherwise partly sunny. Some storms may be severe throughout south-central Nebraska and central Kansas. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. A chance for more showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday before a chance for some rain throughout Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June 83, record high on this day 106, the average low 62 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 8:51, sunrise in the morning 6:01. We received just a few sprinkles, hit and miss sprinkles on Sunday here at studios in Marysville. 61 and sunshine this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 6th of June. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You've still got time to get those plants in the ground before Mother Nature turns up the thermostat. The Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has 40% off all annuals, including garden plants and hanging arrangements. Plan to bring your appetite along so you can try one of the delicious sandwiches from the deli. That's 40% off all annuals at the Riverside Market along the highway in Blue Rapids.
The Warriors get even and the Lightning climbing back into it. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA Finals, the Celtics done in by turnovers, 19 in total, as they're picked clean by the Warriors in last night's game, too. The highlight of Golden State's night.
5 seconds to go to Poole. Poole crosses half court, fakes and fires from half court on the way. He got it! He hit it from half court! Poole walks away and says, yes, sir! I got this!
The call on 95.7 the game. That half court shot ended the third, and the Warriors would walk away with the 107-88 win to tie the series at a game apiece. Game 3 in Boston, Wednesday night. Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Final. The Lightning would erase a 2-0 Rangers lead on home ice. Then, with just 42 seconds remaining in the game,
Kwase's feed. Pallott! Score! Pallott! Wow. Andre Pallott!
Wow. The call on WFLA. The Lightning win 3-2, cutting the Rangers series lead to 2-1. Baseball, a thrilling comeback for the Phillies. They entered the bottom of the eighth, down 4 runs to the Angels. The Phils would load the bases for Bryce Harper.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, crushed, he's done it! How about that? 4 heroics into the second deck as Bryce Harper has tied this game!
6-6 the score. The Angels tacked on a run in the top of the ninth, but in the Phils' last at bat.
There they go, the pitch. Breaking ball, hit high and deep, right field. Back is Lagares, and it is gone!
Yeah.
Bryson Stott wins it!
The calls on WIP, the Phillies hand the Angels their 11th straight loss in the 9-7 decision. In the Bronx, a walk-off sack fly for Josh Donaldson gave the Yankees a 5-4 victory over the Tigers to complete the series sweep. The Bombers now on a 6-game winning streak. The Rays surged in the 6th but fell short of a comeback against the White Sox, 6-5 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Here are your 3 Sour Patch Kids slush floats. Enjoy your Sonic.
Ice cream.
Boom.
Sour Patch Kids bits.
Boom.
A slush.
Take a bite, mm-hmm. And then we'll all harmonize.
It's sour than sweet, now in a cold treat. Introducing the Sonic Sour Patch Kids slush float with 100% real ice cream, Sour Patch Kids watermelon flavor slush, and even more Sour Patch Kids on top, all for only $2.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Sour Patch Kids is a trademark of Mondelez International Group used under license. Mobile ordering available at select locations. Hours may vary. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress returns from a week-long break to a conversation that will be dominated by recent mass shootings and negotiations in the Senate on legislative response. It is a critical work period for President Biden and congressional Democrats with sights on getting their priorities passed ahead of the midterm elections. Inflation, a major issue in both parties. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will testify before the Senate Finance Committee tomorrow, then the House Ways and Means on Wednesday. On Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the Consumer Price Index for May, providing the latest reading on inflation, including trends in food prices. Supermarket prices rose 1% in April and up 10.8% over the last 12 months. Yellen told CNN this past week she was wrong in 2021 about the threat that inflation posed. At some point in June, the Senate Ag Committee expected to take up a pair of cattle market reform bills that backers claim would be the answer to high beef prices. One bill would mandate cash trading in cattle, while another would create a special investigator for USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division. The Kansas FFA Foundation launched their Endowment Plus campaign with a $1 million contribution announcement during their state meeting on the campus of Kansas State University. The statewide campaign, Our Kansas, Our Youth, Our FFA, will raise $5 million to establish an endowment to support the Kansas FFA and allow donors to give immediate needs. In the official sharing of the project, Kevin Harris, campaign chair from Abilene, noted the organization's growth as a driving factor in endowment to create more stability, he said, for the future of Kansas FFA and local FFA chapters. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, state legislative session of 2022 all officially wrapped up here in the state of Kansas as the legislators head home across the state. But what was done in the legislature, and specifically what was done for the agricultural community, is a lot of bills were discussed and debated and voted on or passed down regarding farmers, ranchers, and the ag overall. As we sat down with Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau here with the Mid-America Ag Network to talk about what they tried to push through and stop in this latest session.
Yeah, sure, Andy. We had a pretty successful legislative session. This go around obviously followed some tax issues pertaining to a CRP grassland issue and certainly going back to December 15th and some of the other wildfires that we've had throughout the state, we were successful in getting a sales tax exemption on fencing supplies, get it put on the Kansas legislative books. So those were a couple of the big victories we had. Obviously some conversations on the waterfront. There was a mega water bill that we successfully killed during the session, but conversations are continuing on that front because I think that topic will certainly be back in the 23 session and the future session. So that gets us smack dab in the middle of the election. And Andy, I know you and I have talked about this, but just for the listeners, Kansas Farm Bureau does have a PAC, a Political Action Committee. We have a federal PAC and a state PAC. So that allows us to get in and make endorsements for U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives on the federal front. And then we traditionally and historically made endorsements in gubernatorial races, attorney general races, and then in obviously the 40 Kansas Senate races when those are up for election, which they're not this cycle. but as well as the 125 Kansas House of Representative districts.
On to say that the different county organizations of the Kansas Farm Bureau will go on to make endorsements in state legislative seats as the election gets closer. That again was Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Enrakes, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, we've got a 10 o'clock sale here today. We've got a large run in the cow and the bull department, and certainly start at 10 o'clock. Well, in the cattle news, since we last talked to you, we lost a little money in the cash and the carcass. 139 on the cash, 222 on the carcass, and certainly the friendly markets on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the futures certainly gives us a little help in the future, and so we hope that the cattle market comes back here a little bit. In the hay department, we'll be there at 12 o'clock noon. In the square bales, there's new crop grass, 101 bales. In the round alfalfa, there is 8 bales, new crop. In the round brome, in the big bales, there's 4 new crop. Round alfalfa is 8, third cut, 1442. There's 14 round native, and there's 14 grass in the big round bales. That's at 12 o'clock noon. Then we go to the inside on the cows, the calves, and the feeder cattle, and we'll start off with the baby calves. They'll be there about 12:15. There'll be 3 black bottle calves coming off the cows. There's Strawby cows out of Tecumseh, and certainly 5 black bottle calves off the cows, Eltisti out of Tecumseh, and there's certainly going to be more calves here today. In the family department, there's 4 black families. They're 8 and 9-year-old. They're 60-day-old calves. They're all pasture ready, the cows and the calves. So certainly a nice deal there. There's also 4 black families, 7 years to running age, or black and red calves at side. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with the Stellic cattle out of Crete. There's 18 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 550. Odd body out of Western's got 8 black baldy, red baldies. They're going to be 600 pounds. Dan Narod's out of Dorchester's got 74 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 675. Chad Pester out of Bennett's got 14 black steering heifers, 6 to 675. Tiesfeld out of Sterling's got 13 black bull and heifers. They're going to be 7 to 7.5. Tassell out of First got 16 black steering heifers, 550 to 600. Brush out of Bennett's got 18 red baldy, black baldies. They're going to be steering heifers at 750. Kuma out of Denton's got 6 black steers, 550. Burkett at Wilbert's got 16 black bulls, 4.5 to 600. Dave Olson out of Beatrice has got 10 black and red heifers. They're going to be yearlings, 750 to 800. So a nice set of calves here today. Folks, we want to remind you, we are on our summer schedule. It's June 20th. June 20th is our next sale here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. In the auction market, we certainly want to tell you and invite you to the sale Saturday at the Gage County Fairgrounds. Starts at 10 a.m. That is the Mortensen Toy Sales, over 400 toys. You can certainly go on to Beatrice77.net and check out the complete listing. That is Saturday, Gage County Fairgrounds at 10 a.m. On June 18th at 10 a.m., we'll be at 19th and Court, Beatrice, Nebraska, for Easy Go Golf Carts, Cushman Minute Meister. We've got a 2022 GMC Sierra pickup that sells at 1230. That brand new pickup's only got 5,700 miles on it, folks. So be sure and go check out the sales coming up on June 11th and June 18th. Hey, if we can help you today, certainly give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. And as you know, the way that we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Do thunderstorms turn your cockapoo into a coward or make your Yorkie yellow? Some advice for pets with storm phobias today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 6th, the 157th day of the year. Parts of New England woke up to 10 inches of snow on this day in 1816, one of the latest snowfalls on record. Do thunderstorms make your terrier tremble, your Weimaraner whimper? Some research shows that rescued animals have a higher tendency for storm phobias, presumably due to frightful past experiences. But there is also evidence that certain breeds, herding dogs, for example, also have a higher rate of storm anxiety. A genetic instinct to react to threatening noises, for instance, may trigger anxiety. The good news is that most dogs can overcome storm phobias with gentle retraining. Professional guidance, like your local vet, is the best place to start. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Chance of showers yesterday proved promising for some, but not here at home. We had just trace amounts at studios here in Marysville Sunday early on, and then Sunday evening again we tried. 61 this morning in Marysville. Highs around 80 forecast most of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, the Big 12 Conference, says it has voted to approve a two-year extension to the multi-year agreement for Kansas City to host the Phillips 66 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. The conference noted that the event will remain in Kansas City until 2027. In 2022, the conference said the men's basketball tournament was played at the T-Mobile Center, where crowds have averaged around 18,000 people yearly. It said the women's basketball tournament was held at Municipal Auditorium, which recorded the highest number of attendees for the women's basketball quarterfinals since 2013. Verl Schweitzer, the trailblazing former Green Bay Packers halfback who traded a career in the NFL for service as a lieutenant in the Air Force, died on Saturday. He was 89. Before his professional career, Schweitzer starred on the gridiron and in track and field at Kansas State before returning as an administrator. Citing his family, the school announced his death in a statement on Sunday. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wake up in the morning, stop. pen to your little red Mercedes Benz. Well, I know there's no turning back. Well, I don't even care where we are. I just wanna be inside your car. You can drive me wild, baby. You can drive me crazy. You just drive me, I don't care with you. I'd go anywhere, clean out of sight. Once around the moon, holding on tight. Take me by the hand, pull me by the heart. With you, with you. I'd go anywhere. Well, in the fast lane or a Sunday drive, anywhere.